Well, for the voters who still hold abortion as their single issue for casting votes, we now have clarity on where candidate Donald Trump stands on the matter. And we have news from the Vatican about their stance on abortion, because they issued a clarification document that's been hotly anticipated. Now, let's talk about this. But first, let's talk about how much it will even matter in 2024 in the elections in the United States. Now, Rasmussen recently reported that abortion is actually a less important issue to voters than the economy. That should probably surprise nobody.
Duh.
Right?
It always is.
Yes, but abortion does win elections from time to time, just not when we're quite so screwed up.
Right, exactly. When we're like sort of in better times.
Yes.
And Karl Rove can like roll into Ohio and use it as like a cultural wedge issue in certain counties like Hamilton County for Bush against Kerry. Yes. Then it can sway counties and sort of, but no, overall, people care about putting food on their table as the main issue right now, and protecting their families is the main issue.
But Democrats, as we saw in some of the ads that were baiting people of color, specifically Black and Latino voters, Democrats are putting this at the top. Like, we are going to protect abortion access, because as we talked about before, they think all of us Hispanics are sluts and need to continue to get abortions all the time. So they are putting it at the top. Whether or not it is or not. Now, I want to say, as someone who formerly sort of supported the Democratic Party on abortion, I feel very lied to about it. I feel like the Democratic Party lies to you about abortions. They present it as a woman's empowerment issue that should just be as easy as going through a drive-thru. But did you know that having an abortion increases a woman's risk of breast cancer by quite a lot? You would think, if Democrats really cared about women's health, they would tell you this. Like, abortion is hard, and it may, in fact, increase your risk of breast cancer by many orders of magnitude. But they present it as health care, as getting an abortion is health care. I feel like that's a lie. This news shocked me. I wonder if it has shocked you. And in fact, scientists have known about this risk since at least the early 90s. It stands to reason it's because pregnancy surges estrogen in the body and stimulates breast growth. And then when that process is disrupted, those cells are at risk. Did you know that every full-term pregnancy that a woman does have reduces her risk of breast cancer? Why don't they tell us this? I feel like that's a lie. Now, again, I feel betrayed by how this research is hidden from women who are told that they should just have full access to abortion whenever the heck they feel like it. And I wonder if women who are watching this feel the same way, because I don't want my daughters to view abortion as a bellwether of female empowerment when, in fact, it can hurt you. Right? Okay, so we can have a little powwow about that later, ladies. The men in this chat are not globbing on to that. The way I find that very shocking. Okay.
No, they're going to hide that data. They're going to hide that scientific research. And they're going to also tell you to like continue on hormonal birth control pills. They just did a massive hit piece in the Wall Street, in the Washington Post this week about hormonal birth control. And they want to push this as a bellwether of female empowerment. And they will not tell you that it increases breast cancer. They won't tell you any of that.
Right.
And if you do report on it, you'll be suppressed, blocked, banned from even talking about it.
Okay, let's see how this goes. If you want more research on that, I can present it to you. But let's get to what President Trump now says about abortion.
Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people.
The will of the people.
Yes.
Imagine that, the will. Wouldn't that be a novel concept in the United States?
Right. So what he's doing is not lashing out at Democratic states that have chosen to protect abortion rights, or promoting Republican states that have chosen to restrict abortion rights. He's saying this is a regional issue. And he's talking here about Roe v. Wade, which the Biden administration is fighting to bring back as a federal law. Roe enacts a federal law that bans states from banning abortion. I know that's a double negative. It just means that abortion was a federal right, was overturned. It has become a state issue. He correctly states that even pro-abortion legal scholars knew that Roe v. Wade was a problematic law, enforcing a federal law where a state should be. And he further goes on to say that he supports abortion exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. So is this a departure from where Trump was during the 2016 campaign? It's not. It's not really. He always said that he supported abortion exceptions, and that went against the Republican Party platform. Here was a 2016 headline. Trump says, "I would change the GOP platform on abortion." All he said was that he would support abortion, but support these exceptions for these three reasons. Now, you may recall that the media really got riled up when he said something about punishing women for abortions. As a hypothetical, they really were like, oh, you're going to get abortion and they're going to arrest you. You're going to get punished, right? The media loved that. Do you remember this media frenzy?
Yeah, of course.
And it was super fun, right? Like, oh my God, he hates women. He wants to lock you up. He later said he didn't really mean that. And having the abortion in and of itself is punishing enough for a woman, which most women who have had them would tell you is true. No one should aspire to this. When he was pushed about this, you can see that he was pretty consistent about how this is the law of the land, and he thinks it should. Now, we're going to see a clip of him from 2016 when Roe was still the law, and he's saying the law is the law, but I would like to see this become a state issue.
The laws are set now on abortion, and that's the way they're going to remain until they're changed.
Because you had said you wanted, you told Bloomberg in January that you believed abortion should be banned at some point in pregnancy. Where would you?
Well, I would have liked to have seen, you know, this be a state's rights. I would have preferred state's rights. I think it would have been better if it were up to the states. But right now the laws are set, and that's the way the laws are.
But do you have a feeling how they should change? There are a lot of laws you want to change. You've talked about them on everything from libel to torture. Anything you'd want to change on abortion?
At this moment, the laws are set, and I think we have to leave it that way.
Do you think it's murder, abortion?
I have my opinions on it, but I'd rather not comment on it.
You said you're very pro-life. Pro-life view is that it's abortion.
Yeah,
abortion is murder.
But I do have my opinions on it. I just don't think it's an appropriate forum.
But you don't disagree with that proposition that it's murder?
What proposition?
That abortion is murder.
No, I don't disagree with it.
Okay. So it seems, I mean, back then, everyone wanted to hate on Trump for his abortion stance. They all said he was misogynist, that he didn't understand women. But when you watch that now, how many years later, 8 years later, it's like, oh, that actually was pretty reasonable. He wanted to respect the law of the land, and he wanted it to become a state issue. So here we are, right? He doesn't seem so crazy now. Although the host was very entrapping. He really wanted to draw out Trump to say abortion is murder for his piece, and he wouldn't. I wonder if he would do the same to Joe Biden, who brags about being a Catholic but breaks with the Catholic Church to promote abortion. Do you think the media would do that? In fact, 2 years ago, U.S. Catholic bishops overwhelmingly approved the drafting of a teaching document that many of them hoped would rebuke Catholic politicians, including President Joe Biden, for receiving communion despite their support for abortion rights. Funny, the media didn't really pick up on this one very much, except this live Fox stream. Joe Biden was getting this rebuke from the Catholic Church for breaking with his faith. They didn't seem to care. But let's take a look at what that Catholic Church document said. This is a highly anticipated document called the Declaration Dignitas Infinita, on human dignity. We've sort of been waiting on this for a couple of years for the Catholic Church to lay out all of their sort of human dignity stances. There's a really interesting piece here about transgender surgeries, but we will save that for another topic. But here is the section on abortion, and they mince no words. They declare unequivocally that procured abortion is the deliberate and direct killing by whatever means it is carried out of a human being in the initial phase of his or her existence, extending from conception to birth. Now, the media would have you believe that most people disagree with this, but that's not what a recent poll states. Again, another Rasmussen poll found that 52% of people do approve of the overturning of Roe v. Wade and at least some restriction on abortion. So knowing this, I wonder what you think. How much will abortion play into the voting pool this year? How much will it affect voters? How much of this will be set off a renewed culture war? Let us know what you think. Go ahead, David.
And I want to point out that Obama and Biden both ran on codifying Roe versus Wade, and they had an opportunity several times, and they didn't do it. And the reason they didn't do it is so that they have this talking point to fight Republicans over abortion, because they could have they had a majority two times, and they could have easily done it, but they didn't.
Right. Exactly. And they use it as this cultural wedge. They don't want to actually do anything that affects, you know, what affects, you know, as most Americans are dealing with the high inflation, cost of putting food on the table right now, job security, all of it. Right. They don't want to deal with any of that. What they want to deal with are these cultural issues, and they use these in their campaign ads. And so, of course, they had the opportunity to do it, and they didn't do it. And then they sit here and complain about it, and then they want to blame Trump for it. So we'll see. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.